Here is an example of a binary star system, so-called Kruger 60. This width here corresponds to this 10 seconds of arc, giving you the angular distance. Okay, so this here is the angular width of 10 seconds of arc. And the photograph, the first one, was made on October 19, 1919. And it shows the two stars in the binary system. Then, roughly 14 years later, right? Here is the same binary system. Then, 5 years later, you can see that this one is moving. Then, 6 years later, you can see better that one is moving around the other one, and so on, right? And here, on November 18, 1965, the two stars have returned back to their initial positions. So the orbital period is 46 years. So you measure the orbital period, and you also measure the size of the orbit. You cube the size of the orbit, divide by the orbital period squared, and that will give you the total mass of two stars. This is an example of so-called visual binary system, where actually you can resolve two stars as separate stars in telescopic view. There is another class of binaries, so-called spectroscopic binaries, where we rely on something else to find out that actually there are two stars that orbit around each other. And I'll explain that a bit later. And the second class are so-called spectroscopic binaries. And typically, they are too far away to be resolved as separate stars. And the astronomers use so-called Doppler shift or Doppler effect to find the properties of their orbital motions.